Today's shiur is Daf Samches. We're going to begin on Daf Samch Zayin on Beis, seven lines from the bottom. In way of introduction, the pasuk says, "Ubiyoyim Hashmini Yimol Besar Halosoi." And based on that pasuk, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos teaches us that if the eighth day of a child's birth comes out on Shabbos, even though making a bris milah involves chil Shabbos, the actual bris milah, bris milah is doich Shabbos, and we make a bris on Shabbos if it's bismanoi. However, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos has Rabbi Akiva teaching us that the only thing that is doich Shabbos, that overrides Shabbos, is the actual bris milah. However, the preparations, the machshirim to the milah, for example, making the knife, bringing the knife, are not doich Shabbos. In their world, washing the baby with hot water, both prior to the bris milah and after the bris milah, was considered medically crucial and had to be done. However, warming up the water, obviously, may not be done on Shabbos, because it falls under the category of machshirim, preparations that could have been made before Shabbos, and therefore should not be made on Shabbos. Our Gemara, explained Rashi and Tosfos, is speaking about a situation where the water which was prepared for the bris milah from before Shabbos spilled, and therefore the question was, what could be done in this situation in order to have the bris milah, as water may not be warmed up on Shabbos. Tosfos says, if, however, a bris milah was already made and now the water spills, certainly then, Tosfos says, a Jew could even warm up the water for the baby, because now that the bris milah was made, the child is in the status of sakonas nefashos, and for sakonas nefashos, we're allowed to warm up water for the child's benefit. Ritva says that if possible, a goy should be used to warm up the water, because the rule, he says, is that whatever we could do, even if though refuah is mutter on Shabbos, whatever for sakonas nefashos, whatever we could do to make less chil Shabbos, we try to do. So we could find a goy to warm up the water, that's preferable. However, the Rambam paskins that if you have a situation of a chil shesh b'sakana, we don't rely on a goy. A Yisrael, a gadol b'Yisrael, should be the one to do the chil Shabbos. There's an interesting machloikis, Ramban and Rizal in Masechet Shabbos. They speak about the following situation where they have enough water, they still have enough water to wash the baby prior to the bris milah, but they don't have enough water also for after the bris. May a bris be made under such circumstances or not? The Ramban says you can make a bris, take the hot water, wash the baby, make the bris milah, and now we have a situation of a chayli shesh by sakana, and we can warm water on behalf of this child. The Balamor, whoever quotes the Rizal, who says, allowing yourself to enter into a situation where you will know that you have to be mechal Shabbos is not permitted, and therefore, says the Rizal, if this person knows that, yes, I have enough water to wash the baby and then do the bris, I'm going to be in a situation now where I'm going to have a problem, I should not do the bris in the first place. So begins our Gemara. Ha'hu yinuka d'shtapi chamimi. We had a child whose bris was supposed to take place in Shabbos, and the hot water spilled out. Amalu Rava. So Rava said, bring hot water from my home. Amalu. So Abaya told him, we did not make an Erev Chatzeris, so water can't be carried from your house to the Chatzim. Amalei, so Rava said, Nismach HaShittif, why don't we rely on Shittif? And like Rashi explains, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel teaches us that in a situation where even though an Erev Chatzeris was not made, if we have a Shtufim of voice, that is enough to allow us to carry the anything both in the Mavoi and in the Chatzar. Amalei, so Abai said, Halashat Finan, Shituf and Mavos were also not made, so we can't rely on that. So Taisus asks, yes, there was no Erev made, there was no Shituf made, but why don't we say that they should be Mavatal Rishus to the house in which the child is in? And once we're Mavatal Rishus to the house where the child is in, so you could carry from the Chatzar to the child's home. So there are three answers given in the Rishonim. One answer is given that from here we see something that we discussed previously, that Bittel is only acceptable in a bias, in a Chatzar, but not Mibayis Labayis. Here we're involved doing Bittel from a house, it isn't acceptable. However, we have learned that Bittel, we Paskin, is even acceptable Mibayis Labayis. So there are two other answers given by the Rishonim. One answer given by the Rishonim is that the other members of the Chatzar were not present, and in order to do Bittel, all of the members of the Chatzar have to be present. Here they weren't all present, so Bittel wasn't an option. Another answer is given is that since we're going to learn in the Gemara, there is a way of doing it without relying on Bittel, because as we've learned, when Bittel is done, the person who does the Bittel will now not be able to carry from his house to the Chatzar, it'll be much more limited. So we don't have to do Bittel if we have a different option. So Rava gives a different suggestion. Name Leila Nachri, let's tell a guy Leisile to bring hot water to the child. Amr Abaya, so Abaya said, I had a question, which we're going to learn soon, on this psak. However, Rav Yosef did not allow me to ask the question. When we learned in the Yeshiva Rav Yehuda, they taught us. When we're dealing with an issue of a deraisa, if we have a question, first we ask the question, and after we receive a satisfactory answer, then we do what the psak is. However, the drabonin, when we're dealing with an issue of a drabonin, like our situation, carrying an achotzer is only awesome a drabonin, a dina maisa, first we do, v'had mesinim tift, and then we ask questions. Now there's a very fundamental machloikis ha'achroinim in understanding this gemara. The Nesivis explains that this gemara is teaching us that by something which is a drabonon, if somebody transgresses, he's over in a drabonon b'shoigeg, it's not considered that he did an aveira. So here, I got a psak that I'm allowed to carry through a goy. So carry. Now it will turn out that maybe something wrong was done. That's only drabonon, and I was over b'shoigeg, so no aveira was done, no kapara is required. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman explains what's pshat in this Nesivis. He says the basis for our chiv to follow what the Rabbanan tell us is the pasuk that says l'sasur menadover asher gidulcha yom nesmoil, that we have to follow what the Rabbanan tell us. When is that said? That we're not allowed to go kinege what the Rabbanan say, we're not allowed to do different than what they tell us. That would be violation of Leisosar. Here I'm not going against what Rabbanan told me. I'm following, in fact, in our Gemara what Rabbanan told me. It just, they might have made a mistake. That isn't a violation of Leisosar, and that's why the Nesivis says there's no Avera being done. Dritvas says differently. Dritvas says, of course, even by a Rabbanan, somebody who did an Avera but Rabbanan b'shoigeg is Mechuyev Kapara. Here, there was a Psak given. So since there was a Psak given, I can rely on a Psak. But without that situation, without a psak, we could not rely on the fact that it's a drabonon, and somebody who does a drabonon b'shoigeg is not over an aveira. The Rechaim explains that the reason they were mekel here is because it was a tzorich mitzvah, it was a tzorich bris milah. That's what a mekel. Otherwise, we cannot be mekel. Lebasa hachi, amalei, so after they brought out the water through the goy, Amlei, ma bois lesuvi lamar. What was the question that you had on his psak? Amlei, he answered, the Tanya. We learned in a brisa. Hazor shvus. If somebody becomes tamei meis, the halacha is, a mixture of the ashes of a parah adumah, and mayim chayim have to be made, and then they have to be sprinkled on the person on the third day and the seventh day of his tahara process. Hazor shvus. It's also to sprinkle this water on Shabbos. V'amir l'nachri shvus. And telling a guy to do malacha on our behalf is also also midrabbonim. Ma hazor shvus. Just like it's also to have that water sprinkled on you. V'ena doichas Shabbos. And even on in Shabbos, even though the seventh day comes, even the day you have to sprinkle today, if it's Shabbos, we don't allow you. Af amir l'nachri shvus, so too, amir l'nachri is osur, v'nedach Shabbos, and we can't have a guy do malach on our behalf in Shabbos. Why is it osur to have water, the mechata, sprinkled on Shabbos? So there are two reasons given. One reason is, because we're concerned, Shema Yavarena Dalarams Brishus Rabim, the water may be carried, Brishus Rabim, to bring to the person that it has to be sprinkled on. And another reason is given is, because it looks like Masak and Gavra. You're fixing something. The person till now was Tamei, and now he's Tahor. The Slach explains what's the difference between these two Pshatim, the sprinkling on the third day. If the reason is because of Shem Yavarena Dalarams Brishus Rabim, so it makes no difference to the sprinkling of the third day or the sprinkling of the seventh day. But if the reason is because it looks like you're being misakin a person, then there's a difference between the third day and the seventh day. Because on the third day, the tahara process is not complete anyway. So since it's not complete, you're allowed to do it. If the reason is not Shem Yavarena, you're not allowed to do it. Amalei. So that was his question. How could you let a guy do it? It's Amir Lakum is not Mutter on Shabbos. Amalei, so didn't Sarava answer the Baya? V'loi Shanilach, didn't I tell you that there's a difference between Shvus to Isbay Maisa, L'Shvus to L'Isbay Maisa? There's a difference between Shvus with action and Shvus without action. Now there are three Pshatim in this Gemara. One Pshat is the Pshat of the Baal Hilchus Gedoilus, who differentiates between Amir La'akum and all other Shvusim. He says that in a normal Shvus, the person who's doing the Isad Rabbonin is the Jew himself. And that is also on Shabbos. Here, the person doing the Shvus is not a Jew, it's a guy. The only Isad is our telling the guy to do it, which is not a maisa, it's only a dibur, and is mutter b'mokim mitzvah. According to the Baal Hilchus Gedoilus, a goy could even do an issa d'araisa, something which is a malacha d'araisa, if it's l'tzarech mitzvah. Now it's machloikis harishonim, how far the het of the Baal Hilchus Gedoilus applies. Tosfos says that even though the Baal Hilchus Gedoilus is teaching us that a guy could do even a malacha deraisa l'tzarech mitzvah, it's only l'tzarech milah. And the Rashbis also says that we can't say it's every mitzvah. It's only specific mitzvahs we're going to be making. The Iter holds that according to the Bahag, a guy could do any malacha deraisa if it's l'tzarech a mitzvah. The Rif has a different approach to our Gemara. The Rif says the difference is if it's a issa deraisa, it's issa derabbanan. That means like this. If a Jew is doing the malacha, so it's asr, even what he's doing is a drabonim. That's why hazah is asr, because the Jew is doing the hazah. However, when it's isr drabonim, and it's a goy doing this drabonim, as an al gemara, it's a goy carrying in a chatz without an erif, which is only asr drabonim. So we have, number one, it's a goy. Number two, it's only an isr drabonim. That's why it's permitted. If you didn't have both of those factors, if it was a goy, but it was a malacha d'araisa, according to the Rif, it would still be asr. The Rashba has a third approach to the Gemara. The Rashba's approach is that here, the difference is there are two types of malachas. Sometimes we have a malacha where the item that the malacha is being done with changes. The best example is bishul. Till now the food was raw, now the food is cooked. Haitzah, on the other hand, explains the Rashba, as the Tosfos really says at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, is not a melacha where the item with which the melacha is being done changes. It's a situation where I'm carrying from one rishus to another rishus. So the Rashi explains the Gemara is distinguishing between a melacha which changes the physical composition, which is aser ayidei goy, whether it's only an issur drabonon or it's an issur deraisa, compared to a melacha where nothing physically changes, which is mutter both by deraisa and drabonon. Domar, continues the Gemara, lo amar l'nochri zil ochim. Nobody told the guy to cook water, we only told him to carry the water. So according to the Rif, this line makes sense. Because the Rif tells us that the only thing we can rely on a guy, b'mokka mitzvah, is when the guy is doing a malacha drabonim, carrying in a rishus without an eruv is only drabonim, it's mutter. Heating up the water, which is a malacha deraisa, is asr. But what's the Bahag going to do with this line? According to the Bahag, a guy could do l'tzoruch mila, even a malacha deraisa. So the Bahag says that we have to take this line out of the Gemara, because the halacha would be that you can make a goy, he even cooked the water, which is a malacha deraisa letzorich mila. Amalei Rav Bar Avchanan Labaya Mevoy. This by Trey Gavri Rav Krabonin. Here we have a movi that has such two great people like Abaya and Rava. Loy lahevi by erev leshitif. It should not have not an erev night leshitif. Amalei. My nevet, what can we do? Ma'alav urchei, it's not proper for Rabba to collect the shittif, because it's not derech eretz for the Rosh Hashiva to do such a malacha, and Rava with the Gol Hador. And no, Tridna b'Gosayin, I'm busy learning, I have no time to collect it. Inu, and the rest of the people living here, loy mashgichi, aren't really paying attention. So from here, the Rishonim point out, we see the obligation that everybody should have a Eruv HaTzeres and Shetufim Mevois prepared for their Chatzar. And that's where the Shulchan Aruch explains. And there are two reasons for it. The Rishami explains, making Eruv enhances friendship. I could carry it to my neighbor's house, my neighbor could carry it to me. So because of Dakis Shalom, we should have an Erev. The Marduk explains that the reason they should make an Erev is since you may carry out to the Chatzar, and if there's no Erev to carry to the Chatzar, it's Asur, make an Erev to prevent doing that kind of Erev. The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva takes this a step further and says not only should Erev Chatzeres and Shtufim Avos made, but even a Tzuras HaPesach around the city should be made for the same reasons. Rav Moshe, speaking about this tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, says first perhaps this tshuva was only relevant in the cities and where they lived. As we've explained so many times, so much of their life took place in the Chatzar. They lived in an agricultural society, in an outdoor society, so therefore they needed to have Erevim, because it was very likely they're going to carry to the Chatzar, and therefore we want them to have an Erev. But perhaps in our society, it's that required, because we don't really do that much outdoors in Chatzeres. Then Rav Moshe says, perhaps the reason an Erev should still be made is because there are people who are being Mechal Shabbos and are carrying, and by us constructing an Erev, we are preventing them from doing Chil Shabbos. Rav Moshe says he doesn't know if that's the reason that you have to build an Erev, because he says they should not be Mechal Shabbos. But then he says, as he has heard, there are many women and children who feel uncomfortable by being confined into their homes on Shabbos because they can't carry, if there's no Erev. So Moshe agrees, wherever it's halachically feasible to make an Erev, like the Chasam Sofer taught us, an Erev should be made. So now we're asking Abaye, why didn't he make an Erev in this Chatzah? Vil ikle pita basala, if you want, as we've learned, an Erev doesn't necessarily mean that we have to go collect from every member in the Chatzah. What we can do is, he could be mezaka, he could transfer ownership on the bread for everybody. Says the Gemara, as Abaye was poor, kiven di boy leminoi, if the people would want this share of bread in the Erev. Lo efshalis l'nahalo. I cannot give it to them. I can't afford to give away the bread. Batal shitav. That means the shitav would be annulled. The Tanya. Echad b'nei Movi shebikish yayin v'shemen. If somebody requested their share of the wine or oil of the shitav, v'lo nosnoi, it's not given to them. Batal shitav, the shitav is dissolved. And Tosfos points out, from here we see that a person should not use for the Erev challah that he needs for Shabbos, because he wouldn't give it away, and if he won't give it away, it's not chal. Based on this, the Mishnah Brura asks that the Shulchan Aruch says that the challah which is used for Erev Chatzeres should be the challah that's used for the Suda Shabbos in the morning. Ask the Mishnah Brura, from here we see that if that challah you need for your own personal use and you wouldn't give it away, you shouldn't use it for Erev. So the Mishnah Brura explains that we're speaking in a situation here that the person has, Baruch Hashem, bread and challah. So here, if somebody came to him and asked him for this challah, even though he preferred to use it for Shabbos morning meal, he could give it away. Therefore, the Erev is effective. And therefore, we say once the Erev is effective, the Shulchan Aruch teaches it, uses it for Lechem Mishnah, kivin the Ovid Bas Chodah Mitzvah. Since one mitzvah is done with this challah, it's Abba Mitzvah Achrita, use it for other mitzvahs. However, in a situation where this bread I couldn't give away under any circumstances, then the Gemara teaches us that the Erev is not effective. In the case of Mishnah, speaks about a situation where the person would have been able to give away the bread by the shmoshes, but during Shabbos something came up, he got guests on Shabbos, let's say, that then he wouldn't be able to give away the bread. He says the Erev is effective, because as we've explained, the moment, the defining moment of an Erev is Bein HaShmoshes, and since here he would have been prepared to let his neighbors take from the bread, therefore the bread is the Erev is effective. The Mishnah Brura asks, the Gemara said that Rava could not be the one to go collect the bread for the other people, because it's Lav Aruch Aretz, not the Aruch Aretz. The Rava in his position should be the person collecting the Erev. So he asks, okay, he can't go collect the Erev, but why can't he, and he was a wealthy person, take Challah and use that Challah to be the Erev for all of the people in the Chatzar? So he explains, the Reina Yonason explains, that Rava was so busy learning and so busy with his Talmidim that he had no time to do that. So as to be Halacha, we know that the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos, and it's Paskin and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that a person should go out of his way to do something L'Kavit Shabbos. Even the greatest Gedol Yisrael, Tanoim and Amoroim, did it. So what's pshat that Rava wasn't going to do it L'Kavit Shabbos? So the Bi'ah Loch explains that that's only relevant when people see that this Tana or Moira, this Rav, is doing something to cover Shabbos, and they will learn the Chshivas, the importance of Shabbos. But here, if Rav would have done it, he would have done it in the privacy of his house. That would not be a lesson to other people how to be mechabed Shabbos, and when it's not a lesson to other people how to be mechabed Shabbos, there is no need for him to be mevatel Torah to do it. So here we see that if one person, if somebody is mezaka and erev for everybody else in the rishus, and he's not ready to give it up, then the erev is annulled. The rishonim, the ritva, differentiates in what type of a situation it is. If it's like the situation of our Gemara, where one person gave the Erev for everybody, gave the bread for everybody, there our halacha is that if he's makbid, the Erev is annulled. But if it's a situation that everybody contribute, even if somebody is makbid, not to give up the Erev, not to really be prepared that his neighbor should eat from it, there could be, even if there, the Erev would still be effective, says the Ritva. Ask the Gemara a different etza to Abaya. V'nikle ma'ar vita dechala b'chavita. Let you have a barrel of vinegar, which isn't used up anyway. Take that barrel and take a revius of that vinegar, and it should be used as for the shtufim mevaz. Because as the Rishonim explain, a shittuf is generally made of wine. Although an erev is made out of bread, shittuf is made out of wine vinegar. So Baya says, Tanya, this is not acceptable because ein mishtat from be'aitzer. We learned in a braisa, we can't make a shittuf with store foods. Why? Since we have here a barrel of vinegar, and we didn't specifically designate which revius in this barrel is going to be used for the shittuf. So maybe the vinegar that gets used up, that I do use for my use, was the vinegar that was designated for the shittuf, and therefore it's no longer valid. Ask the Gemara, for Tanya, we learned in a different braisa, mishtachim, you can use a barrel. Our Ravoshi answers, loy kasha. Ha beishamai, the mandama that holds a touch of shittuf is not acceptable as beishamai. Ha beisol, the one that holds it is acceptable is going according to beisol. That's not. We learned in a Mishnah, Hames b'bayis, if there's a corpse in a house, so we know there's a tumas oil in the house. V'loy psochem harbe, and the house has many exits, and all the exits are closed, and we don't know which exit is going to be used to carry out the niftah. So the way Rashi, this is the way Rabbi Akiva Eger explains Rashi, tells us, is that under such circumstances, there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that every one of the exits is tamei. Even though at the end, one of the exits, they only used one of the exits, it makes no difference. Since they're all closed and they're all possibly going to be used, the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai says that they're all tamei. However, niftach echad mehem, if one of those exits was opened, so then who tamei? So that's, we say that that's the door that's going to be used to carry out the niftar. The kulan taharim, and all the other doors are tar. Continues the Mishnah. Chishiv lahoytzi b'ach mehen. If somebody thought that he's going to take the mace out of one of the doors. And the Chazon Ish points out, you don't have to have an amira. A machshava alone is enough. However, the Mishnah Achrayna says, whose machshava will work? Only the machshava of somebody who's responsible to carry out the mess. Somebody who's not responsible to carry out the mess, his machshava doesn't count. Oy b'chaloyin sheyesh ba'alba alba, or they decided to take out the mess through a window that's 4 tefachim at 4 tefachim wide. And the Rishonim explained that this is talking in a situation where we have a whole corpse that takes up room to carry him out. But if I only had a small piece of a mess, a kezias of a mace is also matame, then we don't have to have a window that's dalet tefachim wide, because a kezias can be carried out through a smaller hole. Then matzal kol psachim kulam. So we say that's the designated exit, and all the other exits are not. Beishamai comes along Beishamai and says v'hu shechishiv ad shlo yomis ames. This machshav is effective only if it was made before the person died. Then the other doorways never become tamei. But if no decision was made before he died, only upon removal is when the decision is made. We don't say that the ultimate decision should retroactively tell us that the other doors are tar. Basil say, af mishyomis hames, even it was decided after the person died, the other doorways do not become tamei, because we say retroactively, we say that this was the tar, this was the door all along. There's a machlokas for Shainim how to learn here. What is the machlokas Beisham Beisil? Are we only talking about things that will come into the house after the decision? But anything that was there before the decision was made, Beisil will agree as Tamei? Or perhaps Beisil are so makel in accepting Breira that even things that were in the house before the decision was made will also be Tar. But the bottom line here we see is that the machlokas is Yesh Breira ain't Breira. Beisham doesn't hold the Breira and Beisil does. And that's why he says an Erev put into the Eitzer, an Erev in a barrel, relies on Breira, that we say, Huvra Adavel Mafreya, that the Revius that was left was the Erev that was designated all along, and we don't rely on Breira. Ask Taisvis, Beishamai doesn't hold the Breira, but Beis Hillel does hold the Breira. Don't we always paskin like Beis Hillel? So Taisvis says that Abaya felt that the Machloikis in that Mishnah had nothing to do with Breira, as the Gemara Masechta Beis gives a different explanation in that Mishnah. But everybody, says Abaya, held less like Breira. If everybody holds less like Breira, that's why we can't use a barrel with undesignated vinegar for the Erev. Hahu Yanuka Dishtapik Chamima. Again, we have a child that the water spilled out. Amla Rava, so Rava told him, Nisha Le'ima, let's ask the mother if Tzricha, if she needs hot water for herself. And once she'll need hot water for herself, Nachlam Nachri Agavime, we'll ask a guy to heat up the water for the mother, and the water that's left, and the extra water, will be used for the child. The Rishonim immediately ask a question on the Baal Hilchos Gedolos. The Baal Hilchos Gedolos, we learned earlier, said that if it's Letzorech Mitzvah, the halacha is you could do a malacha al yedei goy. So then, why do we have to have that it was warmed up Letzorech the mother? We could do it Letzorech the child. So they answer that, according to the Baal Hilchos Gedolos, it would not have to be through a goy. It could here the chiddush of the Gemara is that it could be done even through a Jew. He takes out the word neichem le'nochri agav ime. According to him, even a Yisrael is cooking it. A guy could always warm up the water because of tzarech mitzvah. A guy could do even a deraisa, tzarech mila at least. Here we're saying that a Jew could do it. A Jew doesn't have a heter to cook up water l'tzarech Yisrael, l'tzarech mila, but he does have a heter to warm up water l'tzarech a chayla. The mother is a chayla, and once they warm up the water l'tzarech the mother, it's a chayla, they'll have some extra water which they'll use for the child. Now the question is, the Rashba asks, that even though the halach is that we can be mechal Shabbos for a woman that had a baby, that's only up to 7 days. After 7 days, we can't be mechal Shabbos for a woman who had a baby, only through goyim, not through Jews. So how could the Baal Hilchos Gedolos, as the Rashba say, the Al Gemara is going to tell us that we're warming up the water for the mother? The mother, a Jew can't warm up water. The bris is obviously at least on the 8th day. It's already after 7 days. So the Rashba says it could still be, it could be it's the 8th day for the bris mila, but it's still within 7 24-hour periods from when the baby was born, and therefore a Jew could do the malacha. Tosfos says that the reason that even the Baal Hilchos Gedolos would not allow a Jew to cook up the water here, because Tosfos says that Ribi Bishurim, adding more to something that I'm allowed to do, is usur, and therefore even though the Jew may be allowed to cook up the water for the mother because she's a chayla, that would not give him a heter to put in extra water for the child. And that's why even the Baal Hilchos Gedolos, according to Tosfos, would require that it be done al yedei goy. However, the Ritva says that this is not a classical case of Ribi Bishurim. Ribi Bishurim, the Ritva says, is generally a situation where I'm cooking a pot of meat and I put in an extra piece of meat. That's called Ribi Bishurim. But in water, there is no difference in the water. All the water is the same, and therefore that is not considered Ribi Bishurim. And according to the Baal Hilchos Gedolos, a Jew who is cooking the water for the mother, because he's allowed to, because she's a chayla, could even cook it for the child, and there's no problem of Ribi Bishurim. Amalei Mashasha Rava. Ima ka'ochla tamri. The mother is eating dates. She obviously is well enough to eat cold dates. And now you're saying that she's a chayla, that we can warm up water for her? Amalei Amor Tovna Ba'almo de Nakala. Perhaps she had an attack, and that's why for that moment she needs the hot water. According to the Rif, this whole Gemara is much simpler, because according to the Rif, even a guy is now allowed to do a malacha de raisa l'tzarech mitzvah, and the only reason the guy was allowed to cook up the water was because the mother needed it because she was a chayla. Hahu Yanuka Dishtapi Chamima. There was a child whose hot water was spilled out, and it was the 8th day. Amalei Rava. So Rava said, Panuli Mani Begavri Lebe Nashi. And now we look at diagram 237 on page 79. Here we have the two chatzeres. The chatzer on the right was Rava's house and chatzer. The chatzer on the left is where the child was. Rava said, as we see in this house, there's the room close to the chatzer, which is called the Beit Gavri, is where the men lived. And the rooms in the back are the Beit Nashi, where the women lived. Rava said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be Mevatel Rishus here. And once I be Mevatel Rishus on my chatzer, to the people at the other chatzer, they will be able to carry things from my chatzer to their chatzer. But because I'm doing it, I have to take all of my items from the outer room, from the Beit Gavri, and put into Beit Nashi. Because Rava said, I'm concerned that now that I'm not, once I was Mevatel Rishus, I won't be allowed to carry from my house to the chatzer. If my items are so close to the chatzer, I may come to carry them still to the chatzer. By moving them back to the Beit Nashi, I will not come to make the mistake. So that's what Rava says. Panali mani, take my utensils, may gavri le Beit Nashi, from the outer room to the more inner room. The eiz of us for hasam, that's where I will spend the rest of the Shabbos. And then the avatel chatzer, and I'll be mevatel the chatzer to the my chatzer, to the people at other chatzer, and they'll be able to carry the hot water into their chatzer. Amle ravin le rova, v'amishmu ein bitl shus mechatzer lechatzer. As we learned in the previous year, you can't do bitl shus from one chatzer to another chatzer. Amle, anok Rav Yochanan sfirlei. So Rav said, I hold like Rav Yochanan, dama yesh bitl mechatzer lechatzer. You can't do bitl shus from one chatzer to lechatzer. Asks Rava, V'ilay Sava Maka Shmuel, if you don't hold like Shmuel. Obviously you don't hold like Shmuel because you're allowing Bitl Rishus from one Chatzar to another Chatzar. Neisa Ma Beduchtei. Why do you have to go move your utensils into the back rooms? Stay where you are with your utensils. V'nevatel Ledu, go do the Bitl Rishus. And they'll take out the hot water. And after they take out the hot water, then they'll go and be mevatel their rishus back to you, and now you'll be able to carry back from your chatzar into your house, and therefore for that small amount of time, we don't have to be concerned that you may carry from your home to the chatzar. Dama Rav, Rav says, mevatel v'chayz mevatel. First one person could do bittel, and then the other person could do bittel. Answers Rava, Anaba Hak Shmuel Sfilei. In this halacha, I hold like Shmuel, Dama Eim Avatam Chayz Mevatam. You can't go back and forth. Ask Ravina, aren't these two machlekesin of Bitl Rishus Mechatzel Lechatzer and Mevatlin and Mechayz Mevatlin connected to each other? V'lav Chadat Tamahu, aren't they one machlekes? My Tama Eim Avatam Chayz Mevatam. Because what's the reason that Shmuel holds you can't do Bitl twice? Lav Meshum, the kiv in the battle of the say, because Shmuel holds once somebody relinquishes his right, he's totally not considered part of this chotzer. So he's considered like somebody who's not from this chotzer. And that's why the other people can't give him back his rights, because he's not a party here. You, who obviously hold that there is bitl rishus mechatzel lechatzer. Otherwise, this whole idea wouldn't work in the first place. Mar nami loy nevatel. So, if you hold that ein mevatel chayz mevatlim, you should also hold the ein bitl rishus mechatzel lechatzer. And if you do hold this bitl rishus mechatzel lechatzer, you should hold that mevatel chayz mevatlim. So Rav explains, hosm hanatama. The machlokes of Rav and Shmuel is not because yesh bitl rishus mechatzel lechatzer. Their reason is keich d'lel have a milster aban chukh v'tlula. The reason Shmuel holds we can't do bitl and then bitl the other way is we don't want Chazal's eitzes to be considered a joke. It looks funny. First he's mevatel, then I'm mevatel. That's why I'm not mevatel again. It has nothing to do with bitl rishus mechatzel lechatzer or not. Gufa, Rav Amar, mevatel mechayz mevatlim. So the Gemara discusses this shaila of mevatel mechayz mevatlim. Rav says you are allowed to do it. First one chatzer is mevatel, then the other chatzer. Shmuel Amar, ein mevatel mechayz mevatlim. You can't. Says the Gemara, Leim Rav Shmuel, the plukted Rabban Rav Elazar Kamifki. Perhaps the machloikis and Rav Shmuel is dependent on a machloikis we had of Rabbanan and Rav Elazar, which we learned in Daf Chavov, and we will learn in Mitzvashem in the Mishnah on the next blot. Rav, the Rabbanan hold that if somebody is mevatel rishus in his chotzer to the other residents of the chotzer, it only is in the chotzer that he's mevatel his rishus, but not in his house. And therefore, the people will not be allowed to carry from the person who's mevatel house to the chotzer, because that wasn't included in the bittel. On the other hand, Rav Elazar disagrees, and he holds that somebody is mevatel bein yofu mevatel, and not only is mevatel rishus in the chotzer, he's also mevatel rishus in his house, and the people to whom he was mevatel rishus will not only be allowed to carry from his chotzer to their chotzer, they'll be able to carry even from his house. Says the Gemara, Rav will hold like the Rabbanan, and he'll hold that somebody gives up in his rights in chotzer, therefore still retains his rights in his house, so he's still somebody who is associated here, and since he's still associated here, Bittel could go back and forth with him. But Shmuel will hold the Rav Elazar that he completely disassociates himself from here, and therefore he can't be party to a future Bittel. Amalach Rav. So the Gemara says that these two machlokes are not necessarily related. Another Amr filler Rav Elazar. My psak or mevatel and choyz mevatel could even be according to Rav Elazar, because at kan lo kama Rav Elazar hosom. You know what Rav Elazar said it, that I mevatel rishus chatzeiro rishus pisei bittel, that some is mevatel. It's not only mevatel rishus in his chotzer, he's also mevatel rishus in his house. Mishin the bayis bloy chotzer l'dayir inchi. Rav Elazar holds you can't separate a house from the chotzer. People live in a house and a chotzer together. They travel together. Aval inyanos daluki. As far as how much did he give up, it could be miyomer. Maybe he receives he didn't give up his rights all the way, and that's why he's still considered a party here, and that's a mevatlim choyz mevatlim. V'shmul omer, and Shmuel says on the other hand, anod amri afilk rabbonim. My psak could even be according to rabbonim. You know when the rabbonim say that he only gives up his rights to his chotzer, not to the house? That's what he holds. How my the bottle? What he relinquished his rights? He relinquished his rights in the chotzer. Fine. But light bottle. What he didn't give up, he didn't give up. However, my the bottle on what he relinquished his rights is miostamik legamri. Completely disassociates himself. And since he completely disassociates himself, he's no longer a party here, and that's why he can no aim mevatlin the chayzer mevatlin. Taisha says the Gemara could have still continued saying that the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel is dependent of chuch v'tlula. If the gzeres, we don't want the gzeres chazal to look like a joke, but the Gemara attempted a different pshat. So now the Gemara tries a different approach in explaining the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. Amar of Achbar Chanan, Amar of Sheset Ketanoi. This is a different machloikis tonight. Mishnas and Rishus. Summary, this is another way of saying somebody was mevatel Rishus. For Haitzi, and after he was mevatel Rishus, he carries out something from his chotzer. Bein b'shoig bein b'mezer, whether he did it unintentionally or intentionally, oyser. He shows divra mei, he shows that his bittel is not a bittel. Because if his bittel was a bittel, he has no right to carry here anymore. By him carrying, he shows that he's annulling his bittel. Hudaimer, b'mezer, oyser. If he carries out intentionally, that shows that his bittel is not a bittel. B'shoigig, but if it was only b'shoigig, ain't oyser, it doesn't restrict, because he never annulled his bittel. Says Rav Acha Bar Chana, my lab ha-hokamufki. The mass sover, Remeya, holds mevatlin v'choiz mevatlin. So, since the person who is mevatlin rishus is not completely disassociated from the chotzer, he regains his rights even if he just carried it out b'shoigig. However, Ma'asav and Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that ain't mevatlin m'choiz mevatlin. You don't give up, he gives up his rights very strongly, and only if he carries out b'mezid does it show that he's annulling his bittel. Otherwise, we don't say that he annulled his bittel, because bittel is very strong. Amar of Achba Techlif Mishmei Rav Eloi. These two machlokes are also not connected, because it could be the kuli alma ein vavatlan mechayzim vavatlan. Everybody agrees that you can't do it twice. For hacha, what is the machlokes of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Because to show you got the mezuk miflugi. The machlokes here is whether Chazal treated somebody who did something unintentionally, like he did it intentionally, in order that in a situation where it's done intentionally, we shouldn't make an error. And Tosfos explains, this is not the general pshat of Kansa Shogi Gata Mezid. Usually Kansa Shogi Gata Mezid means that Chazal penalized an unintentional Aveira to prevent an intentional Aveira. Here it means like this. According to Rameya, everybody agrees, not only Rameya, that if the person carried out from the Rishus, from his chotzer, after he did bittel, that annuls the bittel. Because if you made bittel, how are you carrying here? So everybody agrees that the mezid annuls the bittel. Rameya says that because of that, even when somebody carries out bishoigig, I annul the bittel, so we shouldn't get confused with a case where he annuls it the mezid. Masover, Rameya holds Kansu Shogi got the Mezid. Or Masover, Rabbi Yehuda holds Loi Kansu Shogi got the Mezid. And then we don't make such a gzeira. Yes, when he carries out the Mezid, that annuls the Bittel. But that doesn't mean that if he carries out the Shogig, it should affect it. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says that the Machloikis is what we said a moment ago, even though the Gemara said it's not for sure that we have to say it that way, that the Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel on Vatlin, Chazim and Vatlin, is the Machloikis of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon, how far the Bittel works. Does it only apply to the Chatzar, as the Rabbanon say? And that keeps him associated. And that's why Chazim and Vatlin, Chazim and Vatlin, Rabbi Elazar says that it applies even to the Bias. That means he's completely disassociated from here, and that's why Ein Mevatlan, Mevatlan Ein Chozrim Umevatlan.